Diaz wasn't running for re-election this cycle, but is coming off a very successful election nonetheless. The Miami-Dade Republican had a hand in his party's strong showing in South Florida, where a Senate seat flipped for the GOP.
I would say that I'm proud to have been part of that, and we certainly had a very successful election across the state, and especially in Miami-Dade, where we flipped two congressional seats, we flipped a state Senate seat, we flipped two House seats, and maintained all of our current seats.
Diaz credits that success to the messaging that he says hit home with many in his district.
A message which was music to the ears of the electorate, which is, you know, a message of opportunity, a better economy. None of these policies that are democratic socialism, whether it's government-run healthcare or government-run anything else.
He says in Miami, GOP messaging on law and order was particularly potent.
You know, the message of law and order. A lot of our residents down there either came from a country that had chaos and tyranny or communism, or they're second generation from family that has dealt with that firsthand.
On Monday, like all Florida legislators, Diaz was gearing up for today's organizational session. With COVID-19 testing and safety protocols in place, he says the usually festive occasion is going to look very different.
I applaud the presiding officers in both chambers for taking the COVID seriously and making preparations and doing our constitutional duty, but eliminating, the Senate won't be having any of the social activities that usually are associated with this, and we're taking a very careful approach.
All legislators were tested for COVID-19 Monday ahead of the organizational session. New Senate and House leadership will be sworn in today. In the Senate, Republican Wilton Simpson will take the helm as president. In the House, Republican Chris Sprouse will assume the role of Speaker. Diaz is mulling a run for Senate president down the road, but for now wants to help enable a smooth transition for the incoming brass.
That member-driven process will work itself out over the next year or two. And like I said, I do have interest in that. But right now what happens is we all come and focus on making sure that the incoming president is successful, especially after coming back with an additional seat.
Diaz, an ardent school choice proponent, has been instrumental in creating and expanding Florida's Family Empowerment Scholarship, a private school voucher program for middle and low-income families. He says during this session, more new school choice legislation can be expected.
I think everything's on the table. We need to look to see how we improve on providing access to all of the parents in our state that would like to take advantage of those options.
One of Diaz's Republican Senate colleagues, Sarasota's Joe Gruters, has proposed a voucher program for parents of public school students who don't want to wear masks in school, dubbed the Face Freedom Scholarship. When it comes to other priorities for the 2021 session, Diaz is thinking occupational licensing deregulation and tax exemptions for seniors.
Look, we have a large number of seniors across our state, it's definitely in my community, that have been, you know, living in their homes and paid it off for 30, 40 years and now are retired and they have a huge tax bill. So even though we've had some exemptions done before, I think that we need to continue to look at that and see if there's a possibility where we can cap their taxing value on their property when it comes to schools.
After the organizational session, Florida legislators will return to Tallahassee starting in January for committee weeks ahead of the regularly scheduled 2021 session in March. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.